Today's reading begins in Jeremiah chapter 48, starting in verse 1. Of Moab, the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says, "Woe to Nebo, for it is laid waste. Kiriathaim is disappointed, it is taken. Misgab is put to shame and broken down. The praise of Moab is no more. In Heshbon they have devised evil against her. Come, let's cut her off from being a nation. You also, madmen, will be brought to silence. The sword will pursue you. The sound of a cry from Horonaim, desolation and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For they will go up by the ascent of Luhith with continual weeping. For at the descent of Horonaim they have heard the distress of the cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives. Be like the juniper bush in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you also will be taken. Chemosh will go out into captivity, his priests and his princes together. The destroyer will come on every city, and no city will escape. The valley also will perish, and the plain will be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings to Moab, that she may fly and get herself away, and her cities will become a desolation, without anyone to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord negligently, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his dregs, and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remains in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will send to him those who pour off, and they will pour him off. And they will empty his vessels and break their containers in pieces. Moab will be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How do you say, we are mighty men and valiant men for the war? Moab is laid waste, and they have gone up into his cities, and his chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of armies. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hurries fast. All you who are around him bemoan him, and all you who know his name say, how the strong staff is broken, the beautiful rod. You daughter who dwells in Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst, for the destroyer of Moab has come up against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. Inhabitant of Aroer, stand by the way and watch. Ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what has been done? Moab is disappointed, for it is broken down. Wail and cry. Tell it by the Arnon that Moab is laid waste. Judgment has come on the plain country, on Holon, on Jaza, on Mephath, on Dibon, on Nebo, on Beth Diblathaim, on Kiriathaim, on Beth Gamul, on Beth Maon, on Kirioth, on Basra, and on all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Make him drunk, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab will wallow in his vomit, and he also will be in derision. For wasn't Israel a derision to you? Was he found amongst thieves? For as often as you speak of him, you shake your head. You inhabitants of Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock. Be like the dove that makes her nest over the mouth of the abyss. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud in his loftiness, his pride, his arrogance, and the arrogance of his heart. I know his wrath, says the Lord, that it is nothing. His boastings have done nothing. Therefore I will wail for Moab. Yes, I will cry out for all Moab. They will mourn for the men of Kir Herez. With more than the weeping of Jazer will I weep for you, vine of Sibmah. Your branches passed over the sea. They reached even to the sea of Jazer. The destroyer has fallen on your summer fruits and on your vintage. Gladness and joy is taken away from the fruitful field and from the land of Moab. I have caused wine to cease from the wine presses. No one will tread with shouting. The shouting will be no shouting. From the cry of Heshbon even to Elealeh, even to Jahaz they have uttered their voice. From Zor even to Horonaim, to Eglath-Shelishiah, for the waters of Nimrim will also become desolate. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, says the Lord, him who offers in the high place, and him who burns incense to his gods. Therefore my heart sounds for Moab like flutes, and my heart sounds like flutes for the men of Kir Hares. Therefore the abundance that he has gotten has perished, for every head is bald, and every beard clipped. There are cuttings on all the hands, and sackcloth on the waist. On all the housetops of Moab, and in its streets, there is lamentation everywhere. For I have broken Moab like a vessel in which no one delights, says the Lord. How it is broken down, how they wail, how Moab has turned the back with shame. So will Moab become a derision and a terror to all who are around him. For the Lord says, behold, he will fly as an eagle, and will spread out his wings against Moab. Kerioth is taken, and the strongholds are seized. The heart of the mighty men of Moab at that day will be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Moab will be destroyed from being a people, because he has magnified himself against the Lord. Terror, the pit, and the snare are on you, inhabitant of Moab, says the Lord. He who flees from the terror will fall into the pit, and he who gets up out of the pit will be taken in the snare, for I will bring on him, even on Moab, the year of their visitation, says the Lord. Those who fled stand without strength under the shadow of Heshbon, for a fire has gone out of Heshbon, and a flame from the middle of Sihon, and has devoured the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh are undone, for your sons are taken away captive, and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will reverse the captivity of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. Of the children of Ammon, the Lord says, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Malcham possess Gad, and his people dwell in its cities? Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and it will become a desolate heap, and her daughters will be burnt with fire. Then Israel will possess those who possessed him, says the Lord. Wail, Heshbon, for Ai is laid waste. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, clothe yourselves in sackcloth. Lament, and run back and forth amongst the fences, for Malcham will go into captivity, his priests and his princes together. Why do you boast in the valleys, your flowing valley, backsliding daughter? You trusted in her treasures, saying, who will come to me? Behold, I will bring a terror on you, says the Lord of armies, from all who are around you. All of you will be driven completely out, and there will be no one to gather together the fugitives. But afterward I will reverse the captivity of the children of Ammon, says the Lord. Of Edom, the Lord of armies says, is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau on him when I visit him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves came by night, wouldn't they steal until they had enough? But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he will not be able to hide himself. His offspring is destroyed, with his brothers and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, let your widows trust in me. For the Lord says, behold, they to whom it didn't pertain to drink of the cup will certainly drink, and are you he who will altogether go unpunished? You won't go unpunished, but you will surely drink. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah will become an astonishment, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. All its cities will be perpetual wastes. I have heard news from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent amongst the nations, saying, gather yourselves together, come against her, rise up to the battle. For behold, I have made you small amongst the nations, and despised amongst men. As for your terror, the pride of your heart has deceived you, O you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom will become an astonishment. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished, and will hiss at all its plagues. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighbor cities, says the Lord, no man will dwell there, neither will any son of man live therein. Behold, he will come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan against the strong habitation, for I will suddenly make them run away from it, and whoever is chosen, I will appoint him over it. For who is like me? Who will appoint me a time? Who is the shepherd who will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely they will drag them away, the little ones of the flock. Surely he will make their habitation desolate over them. The earth trembles at the noise of their fall. There is a cry, the noise which is heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he will come up and fly as the eagle, and spread out his wings against Bozrah. The heart of the mighty men of Edom at that day will be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. The second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, starting in verse 1. I command you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all patience and teaching. For the time will come when they will not listen to the sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap up for themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and turn away to fables. But you be sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. For I am already being offered, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness is stored up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me soon, for Demas left me, having loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. But I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did much evil to me. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him, for he greatly opposed our words. At my first offense, no one came to help me, but all left me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Gentiles might hear. So I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prissa and Aquila in the house of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, but I left Trophimus at Miletus sick. Be diligent to come before winter. Eubulus salutes you, as do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Psalm 95, beginning in verse 1. O come, let's sing to the Lord. Let's shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let's extol him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the mountains are also his. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture, and the sheep in his care. Today, oh, that you would hear his voice. Don't harden your heart, as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, tested me, and saw my work. 40 long years I was grieved with that generation, and said, they are a people who err in their heart. They have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they won't enter into my rest. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory amongst the nations, his marvelous works amongst all the peoples. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say amongst the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is also established. It can't be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and its fullness. Let the field and all that is in it exult. Then all the trees of the woods shall sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, the peoples with his truth. Proverbs chapter 26, starting in verse 9. Like a thorn bush that goes into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As an archer who wounds all, so is he who hires a fool, or he who hires those who pass by. As a dog that returns to his vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him.